I'm here with Rick Battenberg, who has put together Clientele Capital Group, which is a fund that invests in marijuana businesses and related businesses to marijuana. Before I get to the tough question, what's a related business?
Well, when we say related businesses, there's a lot of things that involve marijuana that's not strictly grow related.
For example, not touching the plant, in other words.
Correct, right. So we've got everything from real estate to patent development to upstream, downstream. We're talking light, soil, we're talking education.
E-learning,
right, precisely.
I mean,
right. And part of the goal of Clientele Capital is really to get our arms around as much as this we possibly can around the entire industry, because nobody really knows what this industry is yet. So it's sort of up for grabs.
Right.
Right? And so we're becoming a part of the zeitgeist that is the cannabis industry.
Zeitgeist. Right. These are nice words. Wow. I don't know what it means, but it sounds very good.
It started with a Z, so anytime I can get a Z involved, I'm all for it.
So Clientele, their core business for 20 years was big data.
Big data and working with Fortune 100 companies, almost only specifically.
How does that make a segue?
Well, so there's an expression, you can scale down, you can't scale up.
Okay.
Right, and that expression exists in engineering, actually, for bridges and things of that sort. Now, the reason I mention it is because Clientele Capital Group, the entire team has been functioning as basically a family office or a capital group doing acquisition management for Fortune 100 companies.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about scaling down, right, doing a grow facility, for example,
okay,
this is the playtime frolics, right? So we're used to congregating 3 trillion lines of code,
right
and 3 petabytes of data every night,
okay,
right, and analyzing that and finding discrepancies and finding ways to optimize that. So when we go down to the grow facility and trying to calculate at exactly what time this light needs to be turned on, what's our grow schedules, you know, where in the universe does this particular grow fit within the universe of our acquisitions, this is not a particularly challenging thing to do for these individuals. Right.
They know how to do it. So who are these individuals? Forgetting the names, what backgrounds do they have?
So
it takes me to the why you zeitgeist question.
The serendipitous nature of which the people
did you hear that,
have all come together has been humbling, if I'm honest. The team is comprised of 5 different individuals, myself included, whom have very excellent skill sets in very different things. We got one guy who's got more letters after his name than the alphabet, who's held every kind of license you could ever imagine and demands we dot every I and cross every T, which is obviously valuable when we're dealing with SEC, FINRA, et cetera.
Sure. So that's your CFO.
Right.
Who also happens to be a lawyer.
Right? Also happens to be a lawyer,
just
right?
Just for fun.
Just on top of everything else. And so we also have a fund manager who's been running business optimization management, selling businesses, like I said, in our previous episode, that he's been involved on both sides of venture capitalism,
sure,
the buying side, the selling side. So
sure.
We've also got an operator who's worked with Fortune 100 companies and our fund manager for the last 17 years, working with Fortune 100 companies like Comcast and Boston Market and these huge conglomerates.
I went to see your operator just yesterday, and I went into a grow, and here is this man who has worked with huge corporations in jeans and a t-shirt and gloves. And
this is my favorite thing, and this is my absolute favorite thing, because it says so much about the organization as a whole and the leadership team, which is there's a difference between a boss and a leader, and a boss is somebody giving out demands, orders, and sitting in the office, and our COO, whom is absolutely one of the best people that I know, is down there clipping leaves,
right,
clipping bud,
right,
and down there just pulling the boys together and pulling everybody together just like a team, right?
Yeah.
And I love that, and only because it says something about the character of who you're working with and who I get to work with every day.
Good. So I'm going to interview on the next episode about the business model of Clientele Capital Group.